I'm WSB's Clark Howard.
From Cobb to Cherokee,
Carroll to Gwinnett,
Fulton to Forsyth,
and all of Metro 11.
You'll get severe weather,
a traffic riddler,
or breaking news.
Breaking news immediately
accurate
from the WSB 24-hour Breaking News Center. WSB.
Depend on it.
Yo, this is Jamie Foxx, and you're listening to my man Mark Arum.
He packed in the animals two by two. Ox, a camel, and a kangaroo. Packed him in that ox so tight, I couldn't get no sleep that night. Roll the dust, Shep and him. Tell me about God's master plan. Oh, my Lord, Lord, Lord.
Welcome back to the show, 11:07, 7 after 11. Mark Arum here, you there. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. I consider myself a pretty worldly individual. I know a little bit about a lot of things, or I thought I did until 15 minutes ago when these two bananas blew my mind and told me about something called ear candles. In my 41 years on this planet, I don't know whether I'm more surprised that I've never heard about ear candles before or I've never seen them before. Because apparently they're in like Walgreens and Rite Aid.
Yeah. You'll probably find them in Hippy Dippy stores.
I've never even heard about these or seen these before. I literally thought you guys were playing a joke on me. But apparently ear candles are a real thing. And I found many YouTube videos on how to use ear candles. This is an earwax removal process.
Correct.
If you are like me and normal and have never heard of this, basically you stick this thing in your ear, light it on fire.
Pretty much.
Yep.
And that
pretty easy.
Why don't we do that after we go to the bathroom? Like, why don't we stick a candle in our butt and light it?
You may have just come up with something else.
Instead of
butt candling.
Instead of archaic toilet paper.
Right.
Why don't we stick a butt candle?
We're going to try that.
Nobody's got that kind of time, though.
Yeah. That's
this is kind of a time-consuming little thing.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
It's not like before you go to work.
It's not a quick.
This is something like if this was 1694 and you're like, oh, we got to clean your ear. Well, here's the candle. I'd be like, oh, okay. This is 2015.
This is the difference.
We have Q-tips.
Yeah, but this is the difference between like your wife rubbing your neck and getting a full massage. The Q-tip is like your wife.
Does it feel good?
Yeah.
The ear candle?
Awesome.
Really?
Yeah. It does.
I think
it's
we're
like
doing
clearing
this on the
everything
show
out.
I think we have to do this
it really
on the show
does.
Tomorrow.
It's not like an everyday thing. It's maybe like
once
you know,
every 6 months, yeah. 3 or 4 months.
All right,
you know?
You guys are freaking wacko. But here's a YouTube video explaining how to use this medieval ear cleaning method called an ear candle. Here we go.
Like the music.
Okay, we have our plate here. With
we need
the
a freaking
X
plate.
It, as you can
paper
see.
Plate, too.
There's our subject.
Is that sold separately?
The nurse.
You got to buy the plate
doctor?
On your own?
Yes. That's not a kit.
All right, here we go. Let's put that in there. And then you...
Doing this like a 12-year-old boy, by the way.
Sorry, I'm only kidding. And then we find his ear, the ear canal.
This
you
is
don't
at
want
least
it up
a
and down
long
in
thing,
case anything happens to fall down. The ear candle. Now I have moving targets. Okay, the candle's now lit. Here we go. You can see stuff going down. It looks like smoke is going down the candle, the hollow portion of the candle. But it's not. It's creating a vacuum that's drawing earwax out of his ear. You want to burn the candle down to about 3 inches to the bottom of the candle. You said you had a sensation. What did you have?
It sounds like a storm going on in my ear.
So does the ear candle have a good seal now? Okay, good. You just want to ensure that seal the whole time. Okay, put it. All right, go ahead. You got it. It's about 3 inches long. Very simple. Now we're going to open up the ear candle. Let's see what's inside.
Look what's inside. This is the best part.
So gross.
Caution.
He's unwrapping the ear candle.
And it's like a bad accident. You have to look inside to see what's in there.
Here we go.
Ooh, it's like a bug.
Ugh.
Whoa, Nelly.
Oh my.
Holy.
That's a lot of stuff in that kid's ear.
Yeah, he's probably a teenager. Probably hasn't cleaned his ears in 13 years.
There's no way there's that much junk in my ear.
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
no. You're just pushing it all in with
the hell?
Q-tip.
Like a crouton just fell out.
Okay, there we go. We got some.
That's disgusting.
A good amount of wax.
It's a crouton.
I don't know. The whole goal here was to avoid going to the doctor and buying
the kid was
antibiotics.
Sick. No, the kid had a freaking crouton in his ear. That's why he needed that.
No, no.
That was legit a crouton.
That was all the wax he had in his ear.
It's gross. It pulls out. It'll pull out.
It'll pull out a lot. Yeah.
All right. I'm doing this tomorrow on the show. There's no doubt. Do I have to go buy the ear? I don't even know where to buy any. Will you buy the ear candle or do I do
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I'll see if I can pick someone.
All right. Don't forget. I'll bring the paper plate.
Okay.
Sold
I'm
separately.
Sure, we can find a paper plate.
Paper plate sold separately. That's absolutely insane. All right. Back to the phones. I'm sorry, folks. I'm blown away. Tina in Athens. Tina, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey.
Hey, Tina. Sorry about that. I had to play that video.
That's pretty gross, man. I wasn't even watching it.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's gross, and you weren't even watching.
I know. But anyway, the good news for you, Mark, is that you're cured now.
How am I cured?
You are cured.
Of?
Of forgetting about your armpit.
I would say yes, but no, because it happened this morning.
You'll never forget it again now. You have it on the radio, and everybody in the radio land knows about your armpit. You will never forget it again.
Everybody in radio land knows about my armpit, but it happened this morning. That's what scares me, Tina.
I know, before you got on the radio, but now you have cured yourself. I'll tell you what the problem is, though, Mark.
What's that, dear?
Your problem, you're getting a little older now. You've got too much on your mind. I'm sure you get in that shower and you think about so many things.
That's absolutely correct.
That's it. But, honey, you're cured.
All right. I will see. If it happens again, I will certainly we'll do the breaking news sounder, and I'll let you know if it happened again. Todd's in Mayreta. Todd, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
How's it going, man?
What up, brother?
Not much. So, all right, in the shower, do you prefer the doors or do you prefer the curtain?
I have curtains. I prefer curtains to doors.
Can't stand a curtain. Okay.
I don't know. That's what I grew up with. So doors are foreign to me. A shower door is weird to me.
Yeah, curtains they get slimy, nasty. You got to change them too often.
Although, you ever see the movie Kentucky Fried Movie?
No.
There was inside of that. There was a shower scene that made me want to get shower doors when I was older. That's all I'll say about that.
All right, so there's a shower head you can get. Mm-hmm. I guess it's a Navy-style shower head. It's got a little button on the side. You can shut it off while you lather up. That's optional.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome shower head.
Navy-style?
Pressure. Yeah, it's a little bitty thing. Solid brass. It's got a little button on the side. You can flip it over, and it don't shut the water completely off. You get a little trickle, so you can still, uncover your face if you need to. But
okay.
I
found the smaller the shower head, the better the water pressure. Like,
yeah,
if they're too big, they're just like, it's just like, psh, but if a smaller one, it's like, psh. Does that make any sense whatsoever?
It does.
All right, 404-872-0750.
Russ, come here a minute. I want to talk to you.
Russ joins us in coming. Russ, I have so many questions to ask. Have you ever heard of ear candling?
No, but I know what's wrong with you. I looked this up.
Oh, tell me.
It's called graumeitophobia.
Graumeitophobia.
Yeah, it's the fear of armpits.
I'm not scared of my left one.
Well, the only thing bad about this, I think that's the first thing that happened to Bruce Jenner.
Oh, come on.
He might be going through a metamorphosis,
right? And I'm not shaving my armpits.
Oh, I know. I'm just kidding. Hey, I saw a Kentucky Fried Movie in the theater.
Do you remember the scene I'm talking about? Catholic high school girls in trouble.
I know exactly what I still got it burned in my brain for 30 years.
Yes, that's when I was like, oh, shower doors. Okay, those work.
That was a good scene.
You can't do that with a curtain.
Hey, remind me one night, I'll tell you a secret about Owen Wilson.
Oh, all right. That's a good tease. That's a radio tease right there, Russ. An Owen Wilson secret. All right, so tomorrow we're going to videotape me getting a candle thing burned in my ear, okay?
Yeah, don't film like doing that thing in the shower unless you have your wife with you. I don't want to see it alone.
Easy, Russ, easy. All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
All right, buddy.
See ya. Peggy's in Buford. Peggy, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Everybody clap your hands.
Thank you, Peggy. We needed that relief. James is up next on the program. Hello, James.
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
What's going on, sir?
Just to be clear, Q-tips bad. Ear candle, that's just dumb. you take peroxide, drop about 3 drops in your ear. It boils everything out, and there is no danger of bursting anything.
Peroxide, really?
Yeah.
Peroxide's better than
like hydrogen peroxide?
Yes, you just put 2 or 3 drops in your ear, it boils it out, then you tilt your head back over, everything just kind of runs out, you take a rag, you wipe off your neck, you're done.
Chuck, you're mocking that, but to me that seems less dangerous than burning a candle in my ear.
You're not burnt. Nothing's burning in your ear. Would you stop? It's a mile away from
you. Did you hear
your
what
head.
That little kid said? He's like, what's it feel like? He's like, there's a storm in my ear.
It's because it's pulling everything out, but you're putting essentially peroxide, which is corrosive, in your ear canal. No, that's I'm sure that's so much safer than actually just creating a vacuum.
How long have you been doing that, James, the peroxide thing?
I have been doing it since I was a kid.
Well, give me an idea.
I have
is
no doubt.
30 years ago?
I'm 40 years old.
All right. So, and he's fine. You can hear me all right? No hearing loss or anything?
I pass the DOT hearing test every year.
Excellent. And how often do you do the peroxide in the ears thing?
Just about once a month.
Once a month. All right. Yeah, because I guess it's corrosive. I've got a weird thing, though. I need to clean my ears all the time. Like every day, I go through like 3 or 4 Q-tips a day. We have Q-tips in the first aid kit now.
We do?
Because I asked for them.
Oh, wow.
HR was like, what do we need the first aid kit? I'm like, Q-tips. But they're weird ones. They're one-sided. You know, Normal Q-tips have two sides. These are wood, and they only have one side on them.
Because they're probably not meant to clean your ears out. They're probably meant for something medical.
No, those like first aid swabs. Yeah. It's like for cleaning cuts and stuff.
Once a week, I dip into that cabinet, and I'm like, clean it up.
You should get the peroxide out of there and do that,
I'll
too.
I'll try that, too. Charles, that's what we'll do tomorrow. We'll do 1 ear with the candle and 1 ear with peroxide. We'll see which works. Charles, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. How are y'all doing tonight?
Excellent, brother. What's going on?
Well, actually, I know how the mother two fellas are doing. We need some of what they're smoking, and then our shoulders won't hurt us. Big time, because I got a bad rotator cuff problem, too. And, yes, I do wash my ears in the shower. I have done it for years. I'm 56 years old. It's never hurt me. I've used peroxide in my ears. It's never hurt me.
Interesting. What about ear candle? No, definitely not.
But ear candles, like I said, we need some of what they're smoking. But
had you ever?
I don't know.
Have you heard of them before? Did you hear about them before?
I have never heard of them. Like I said, I'm 56 years old.
Yeah, me neither. I've never seen them, never heard of them, never even thought they would exist.
I love how, because you guys haven't heard of it, somehow it's this mythical thing that it's just crazy.
Oh,
you've
do
never
you know
heard
what?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I do remember seeing them in, what was that movie? Braveheart in the 1400s. Mel Gibson.
Somehow pouring peroxide in your ear is more acceptable than
absolutely.
The ear candle.
Like absolutely.
That somehow I don't see that makes either. More sense.
When Mel Gibson was captured by the British and they were torturing him, they stuck an ear candle in his ear until he gave up the truth. All right, we're coming back. 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK on Twitter at Mark Arum. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Welcome back to the show. 11:25, 70 degrees on Peachtree Street. Gorgeous weather today. Absolutely gorgeous. Kudos to Brad Nitz in for Kirk Mellis. She'll be up in just a moment. Lisa joins us in Marietta. Lisa, welcome to the show. Lisa?
Lisa, everybody.
I don't know. Whatever your name is, you are on the air.
Yeah. Hey, Mark. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Okay, this might sound a little weird, but I've experienced, not personally, but through people that have done each and every one of those things.
Okay.
Now, the way I look at it, if you use a Q-tip, I'm sorry, but you're not getting everything out. You're still pushing stuff down in your ear.
Okay.
And your ear canal is so long. I mean, people pull huge items
croutons.
Out of their ears.
Croutons.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, with the peroxide, I'm not really too sure, but you have to think the wetness or whatever, it'll still be in there and it won't all come out. But with the earwax, the candle thing, it's kind of like a suction.
Is that what you use? Do you use that?
I've seen it done.
Well, how do you clean your ears?
I've never used the candle. I want to, but normally I use like a Q-tip or my rag and get in there because I'm
yeah. Well, I mean, I'm well versed in how to use a Q-tip. I think I get in there pretty good. Maybe I'm wrong.
You're wrong. You're just pushing it back in there.
No, I know how to not push it back in.
I know how you think you do, but I don't think you do.
Yeah, I think in.
I mean, you are getting stuff out, but
yeah, I think
the stuff that matters. Jeff on Facebook says castor oil. He says leave three drops in for 5 minutes. Soy sauce, Pete, is Kikkoman a cure for earwax?
Well, I was going to tell you, Q-tips are fine, but you got to dip them in a special fluid, and that would be Kikkoman soy sauce. And
full sodium.
After your shower, your ears are more relaxed. You can jam that thing way back in there. You might be pushing something up in there. Maybe your last 2 cents or something, but
we'll find out tomorrow. We'll see, because we're going to do this live on the air tomorrow. I'm going to stick one of those medieval candles in my freaking ear. We're going to light it on fire, and we'll see if a crouton pops out. I think.
Don't ruin that beautiful hair, Mark. It's been a long time, buddy. I'm glad to talk to you.
We miss you, soy sauce.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. We'll see tomorrow. I think my ears are clean. We'll find out. We'll videotape it. We'll do it live on the air. Medieval candle, ear candle, tomorrow on the Mark Arum Show. All right, Tom, Peggy, Ed, and Dusty, we'll get to your calls after news, weather, and traffic. 404-872-0750. It's the Mark Arum Show.
I'm WSB's Mark Arum. Depend on the WSB Breaking News Center for immediate breaking news,
severe weather alerts,
or a traffic red alert whenever and wherever they strike.
Immediately
accurate WSB.
Depend on it.
This is Judd Hickenbotham from Atlanta's Morning News with Scott Slade, and you're listening to the Mark Arum Show. He was the runner-up to be my son's godfather, so he's got that going for him.
Welcome back to the show, 11:36, 24 in front of midnight. We have literally been all over the map tonight. We just started the discussion with my shower quandary. Well, I think we've come up with an explanation. 4 out of the last 10 times I've showered, I've forgotten to rinse the soap out from my under right arm. And I thought I was losing my mind, but apparently I'm compensating subconsciously for a right shoulder injury that I have. And I just don't want to lift my arm up. So my mind is going, no, don't do that. So I think I don't have a mental issue. Or that is not a mental issue. I might have other mental issues.
Right, but that's not.
But I think that's.
That.
So yeah, I'm. Let's not. I got to go to the doctor. I'm going to the doctor this week to get the shoulder checked out. I'm afraid I'm going to need surgery. It's really bad.
Really bad. Did you do something recently? Or?
I can't think of anything. I threw the football around with my wife. That might have.
That's odd. Okay.
Yeah, like a couple months ago. That's when it started. Yeah. We were down at the beach, and my wife can throw football like amazing. Like she could be a quarterback for an all women's team. But yeah, I think that's what it was. And I can't I can't sleep on it or anything. It's really bad. So we've got to the bottom of that. But circling off of that, we got into ear cleaning because Longoria is a freak and cleans his ears in the shower. Like sticks his finger in there.
That's strange.
Which is really strange. And then Loti and Longoria told me about this medieval process of cleaning the wax out of your ears called ear candles. Where it's not really a candle. I think that's a misnomer.
Well, I mean, it's waxy and you light it on.
They
one
call
end,
it. So. It's like a cone.
Yeah,
it's a hollow candle. If
made
you
out
will.
Of wax. Yeah.
And they're telling me that you should stick this thing in your ear and light it, and that will clear your ear out. And we'll find out tomorrow on the show. We're going to broadcast it live. We'll videotape it, and we'll do my ear. I want to do it Thursday with Sanjay. But I'm scared what's going to come out of that little guy's ear.
Oh, plus, he's got so much hair. We'd have to
put five paper plates.
We'd have to be careful and light part of him on fire.
Yeah.
Is there a chance I'm going to get burned in this?
That's why you put the paper plate there.
That's why you put the paper plate there.
I thought that was for the wax that might drip.
No.
Well, you'll be fine.
So that the flame doesn't come and land on your hair and burn your hair.
We're not going to light
you on fire. That would be funny if you burned a whole patch out of his hair.
That would not be funny.
No.
Like the next morning.
Spray-on hair from Ron Popeil.
He'd have to be like, oh, the traffic.
Yeah.
He can't turn his head.
Let's not burn my hair tomorrow. All right. Back to the phones. Tom is in Buckhead. Tom, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, I don't think you guys have ever mentioned what the doctors do about this.
What do the doctors do?
Okay, well, when I was in my 20s, for some reason, I would just turn my ear in the shower up and just let it pound directly into my ear. Nobody ever told me not to do that. But what eventually happened, I guess the wax was getting crammed further and further in, and I literally couldn't hear, and I went to the doctor and was scared and all this. And first he said, well, I don't think there's any permanent damage. Well, I'm glad to hear that. But then they bring out this thing that looks like the biggest syringe, plastic syringe you've ever seen in your life, with this long tip on it.
Is this in the emergency room?
No, it's in a, you know, eye, ear, nose, and throat. Guy's
okay.
Office.
All right.
And still you're like, oh my God, what's he going to do? Well, he sticks this thing in your ear, and then he it feels like Niagara Falls. I guess it's hot peroxide. He first pushes this liquid into your ear, and then he starts pulling back on the syringe, and it feels like the biggest drain noise you've ever heard. And then all of a sudden you feel something come popping out of your ear, and I guess it's the wax ball. And then all of a sudden your hearing is perfect, it's clear, and it's just wonderful.
So I should go to the doctor instead of this medieval thing.
Well, yeah, I think it'd probably be safer.
No.
Now, just to rephrase, you said, Tom, he puts peroxide in the ear, though? That's what the doctor
does? Well, I mean, he first puts a liquid into your ear, you know, forces it into your ear. I guess it's peroxide. And then he pulls back and creates the suction. And that, you know, that pulls whatever is in your ear.
It's like those suction balls that you get when for newborns to clean out their nose and their ear.
Yeah, the little squishy things. I had pressure wash that they did in your ear. They put this little thing up to catch the water, and it was like a little pressure washer, like a water pick, but with a lot more pressure. And they hosed out the inside of my ear.
You're not giving away our water pick.
Not giving away. I watched that the other day. Serenity now.
Too funny. I'll go to a doctor and get it done.
Yeah, like that flush sounds your ear. Legitimate. Yeah. Yeah.
And not medieval. Peggy's up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Peggy.
Hey, Mark. Need a little empathy for your rotator cuffs. I've got them bilaterally.
Oh, I don't know what that means, but it sounds bad.
Well, right shoulder and left shoulder.
Oh, both of them.
Oh, yeah. And they can't operate on the right one because there's too much bone gone, but I think they're going to put a prosthesis in the left one.
Oh. So,
I know why you didn't raise your arm in the shower.
Okay, why is that?
You're right. It's because you don't want to raise that arm.
It's because of the pain.
It hurts like crazy.
It does hurt like crazy. How long have you had the shoulder issues?
Well, a couple of years for the right one, and it's been hurting. And while that was hurting, and I went to get an opinion, the left one started hurting. And so, but by that time, the doctor had already ordered the MRI and x-rays and MRI on the right one, and, you know, didn't. So, too long.
Is it from your boxing career?
Yeah. It's the way I threw my husband around.
Nice. You know, all right, so
him by the head and just flipped him over my shoulder.
How do you sleep at night with two of them?
I pretty much sleep on my back or my right side.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't sleep on my left side either because the left one is a lot worse now.
I see. I try to sleep on my back. I just can't do it. I've never been able to fall asleep on my back. Now, my wife says during the night, I'll turn over and sleep on my back. That's when I start snoring, and she'll kick me and be like, roll over.
Uh-oh, now you know what else you have to do now is get a sleep study.
A sleep study.
If you're snoring, yeah.
I don't have enough time to do all this. I got to clean my ears. I got to go get my shoulder checked out. I got a sleep study.
I know. It's just tough.
I'm not going to have time to shower anymore.
But let me tell you something about those ears.
Yes, Peg.
If you don't, do you clean the outside, the part that, like, if you look at somebody and you say, look at those ears sticking out there, like the prez, you know.
I clean all parts of the ear, yes.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, ears, you know, they contain the oil and the wax, as we just found out, and it smells. So, I keep them clean. That's all I would say to you, because
I'm obsessive about keeping my ears clean.
Yeah. I mean, you're just getting the wax out, but you're not getting the grease out. So I don't know.
I think I get pretty much everything out.
Yeah, because he's not washing his ears in the shower.
We'll find out tomorrow. But I'm pretty sure my ears are going to be... You're going to light that candle, Chuck, and there's going to be nothing.
I doubt that.
You're going to open it up. There's going to be no wax, no croutons.
You're going to have croutons coming out.
There's going to be nothing in my ear. Dusty's in Mayretta. Dusty, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks.
What's up, buddy?
I just wanted to say, I've never called into a show before, but this is how strongly I feel about these ear candles.
I'm impressed. Okay, go ahead.
They're terrible.
Oh, really? All right. You've had personal experience?
I grew up in Southern California. I played water polo. A bunch of guys would do that before the season to clean out their ears because they think it would help them from getting swimmer's ear.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it doesn't work. Most of that residue you see on those videos is actually just the burnt remnants of the candle.
Okay.
Nothing is actually extracted. Also, if you don't do it right, you're going to end up burning your ears.
Oh,
maybe even the inner ear if you let it get too low and the smoke gets in there.
So they said
literally none of that's true.
On the YouTube video, it said 3 inches. Like when there's 3 inches left in the candle, you yank that thing out. So I'm having faith in my crew here to pull the candle out in time.
I just thought you should know before you go ahead and do it.
Dusty's had bad experience. Well, I appreciate the warning. That's maybe, you know what? I'm going to have security in here too.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure Alex is going to hang out until 10 o'clock just to watch your ears.
One of his guys. Now, he doesn't have to be Alex.
Those?
Yeah.
Those?
okay. Sure.
We know who's not going to get saved if something happens here.
Those?
Those.
I'm going to have
find your own way out of here.
Because I'm putting a lot of faith that you're going to yank that candle out at the appropriate time,
Chuck. It's going to be fine. Good Lord. I don't know why. I had no idea that
we're not going to have enough time for it to get down to 3 inches. It's a
controversial topic.
How long does it take? It takes a long time.
Yeah. I mean, that little movie was time lapse.
It burns really slow.
Yeah. Burns like a candle.
There's no ash going down. It goes
what do I have to wear? Do I have to wear something special? Like
no.
Like a gown or anything?
No.
Oh, no, nothing.
I have to take my shirt off or anything like that?
I mean, you can if you want to.
Sure. But I'll do it totally naked.
Mm. I don't know about that. I'll stay in this room if you do.
Longoria goes,
I don't know about that, man.
Rocco's in Dallas. Rocco, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
What up, Rocco?
So I had a little bad experience maybe 12 years ago. I woke up with some really bad vertigo, and I wound up in the ER. And the previous caller talked about the... it's called irrigation, where they irrigate your ear. They get the big syringe with the needle.
Mm-hmm.
After about half an hour of that, it wasn't working.
Wait, they were irrigating your ear for a half an hour?
Oh, yeah, it was painful.
Oh, my God.
It was bad. So after that, the doctor said to the nurse, he said, order a laxative. And she's like, what? She looks at him funny. And he said, you need a capsule. And they literally broke open the capsule, put it in my ear, and 10 minutes later, that irrigation worked in one shot. It was like a piece of earplug. I had earplugs that lodged itself down in my ear.
Oh, jeez. Like a laxative, like you would take for your stomach?
Yeah, it was like one of the capsules, the one with the liquid inside the pill. And they literally broke it open and let it drip in my ear. They put two of them in down there, and that loosened everything up and helped it out. But the ENT who was there, because I was there for a while, was like, absolutely not. You know, one of the nurses mentioned the candle thing, and he scolded her. He said, absolutely not. It's a big scam. It doesn't draw a vacuum. It can cause damage.
Thank you. It's medieval. Did they use the phrase medieval?
It did not use the phrase medieval.
No, but he got mad, and he was, like, angry at her for mentioning it. So.
All right. Have you ever used the ear candle?
I have not, no.
How's the vertigo now?
After hearing that, I took the doctor's advice. He knew what he was doing with the laxative. It helped. It made the irrigation go away.
I put a candle in my ear before I put a laxative in my ear.
Are you vertigo free?
Yeah. That was just the one time. Little piece of, I work in industry, and an earplug, I guess, dislodged inside my ear, and it made its way down.
And you didn't even know. That's crazy.
Yeah, and I woke up one day. The room was spinning so bad, I had to go to the ER.
Yeah, that's scary. Vertigo is scary stuff. Thank you, brother. Jeremy's in Douglasville. Jeremy, you are on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's going on, brother?
Hey, my daughter had an ear infection, and they used a little, like, mini micro spoon, like, to get her earwax out.
A spoon?
It's micro. It's smaller than your ear canal. And
not a spork, but a spoon.
A spoon, a micro spoon.
And when you say micro, how small?
Shoot. I'll say less than 1 inch.
Okay. And it
so
worked?
They got it out with that.
How do you clean your ears, Jeremy?
I clean them in the shower.
All right. You're one of those sickos.
Boom.
Yeah.
You're one of I don't know. All right. We have three different types of sickos on the show tonight. We have the people that clean their ears in the shower, right. Like Longoria. We have the people that shower at night and not in the morning.
Right. Me too.
And then we have the medieval ear candle people.
I'm all three, dude.
You are a sick mother blanker. Tony in Tucker. Tony, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Yeah, what about Dr. Joe Esposito? Why don't you call him?
Maybe you can get him in tomorrow.
I don't think fruits or nuts get anything out of your ear.
He's going to put cashews in my ear.
Not a big fan of the ear candling.
Has he talked about ears on his show, Tone?
He says, don't do it. Don't clean your ears.
No, never?
Do it at all. Yeah,
because there's the wax is there for a reason.
What's the reason?
To keep disease out.
To prevent bear attacks? Really? All right, I'll call. We can get Dr. Joe on the show tomorrow. He's more than willing.
Segment.
He's more than willing to help us out. Billy's up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Billy.
Hey, Mark. How well are you?
Excellent, sir. What's going on?
Well, you're going to get different answers from people who have different ages. I'm in my age of 70, so here's what I raised my kids with.
Okay.
I'm really concerned about you using what you're calling that wax, that candle deal.
Yeah.
But in the old days of coming up raising kids, we heated sweet oil and put a few drops in your ear for a few minutes and then laid with the ear you put it in down to so your ear would drain. But take a small body pin like ladies use for the hair, and after a couple of trials, you'll learn how far that you can take that small body pin and put it into your ear real easy and go in. And when you move it around in your eardrum and pull it out, you'll have the excess wax it'll be on the hairpin when you take it out, okay?
All right, real quick, Billy, what's sweet oil?
It's little balls like olive oil, sweet oil, turpentine.
Turpentine.
WD-40, 10W3.
I like how he said after a while you'll figure it out. Like after a couple times you puncture your eardrum, you'll figure that out.
Once you start bleeding, you'll know you're too far in.
Yeah.
All right, we're wrapping up this monstrosity of a program with a couple more of your calls. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, on Twitter at Mark Arum. This is the ear cleaning version of the Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Final segment of the show tomorrow, live on the show. We'll do that medieval thing in my ear. Kenneth in Kennesaw. Kenny, welcome to the program.
Hey, it's Kenneth. It's not Kenny.
Sorry, Kenneth.
Anyway, no, I think these guys are all crazy. Of course you take a shower in the morning. And who washes their ears in the shower?
Me.
Just Longoria and Marco.
It's weird.
Yeah. I mean, I can
see washing the outside of your ear. Yeah. Or
maybe if you have a washcloth. Are you a washcloth guy, Longoria?
Yeah.
You use the washcloth or you use your finger?
The washcloth.
No, you use your bare finger and you stick it in there.
No.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Evan's in Atlanta. Evan, welcome to the program.
Hi, it's Yvonne.
Oh, Yvonne, I'm sorry. You've got like 15 seconds.
Well, all right. I must be covering all these age groups because my mom used to use sweet oil when we had earaches. You go get it at the drugstore.
Sweet oil.
Sweet oil. It's in a little brown bottle. You just put it in a little pan of hot water just to warm it up. Not boiling water, just hot water from the faucet. For a few minutes, let it warm up before you drop it in your ear. But she used it for earaches.
Boom. All right. Thank you, Yvonne. Star of the show? I have no idea. No idea on this one.
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the
Show? Anything?
Me for putting in all the cuts.
Oh, yeah. He did. He put in. He did work today.
He put in
all those rejoins. All right. Longoria, star of the show.
That's just part of his job. That doesn't count.
When he tells me at 9:30, it's not part of my
that's
job.
That's true. Yeah. That's typically what he does.
All right, tomorrow, we're doing the medieval ear candle thing. Yeah. That was a charitable one. On Twitter, at Mark Arum, Facebook, Mark Arum, WSB, Instagram, Mark Arum. Go to sleep, little baby.
Go to sleep, you little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.